USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many people in the state of Oklahoma unable to go to services today or have barbecues as tornadoes continue to target that state. Six people are now dead from the tornadoes that have struck in recent days. That includes the two people killed after a tornado in El Reno near Oklahoma City. Now more have touched down, including in Broken Arrow, where this woman lost her car.
Your first instinct isn't, well, I have insurance, I'm fine. It's, oh my God, my car, my everything, what is happening right now?
It's Memorial Day 2019, meaning America's fallen heroes are being honored, including at Arlington National Cemetery, where at this hour, about 5,000 visitors are on hand for a remembrance that includes a wreath laying to honor the men and women in uniform who have died in battle since back in the days of the Revolutionary War. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump nearing the end of his state visit to Japan, saying at a joint news conference earlier today with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe that the two had discussed geopolitical issues, including how to deal with North Korea's nuclear program, rising tensions with Iran, and trade deals, including between the U.S. and Japan.
We have an unbelievably large imbalance, as you know, trade imbalance, which has been there for many, many years. Japan having the big advantage. They are brilliant business people, brilliant negotiators, and put us in a very tough spot.
A hiker found safe after going missing for over 2 weeks in a remote forest in Hawaii is speaking. Amanda Eller got lost in Maui after going on a hike on May 8th. She was rescued on Friday. She says there were many times when she wanted to give up, but she said she knew she couldn't take the easy way out and noted that she chose life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We told you at the top of the news about more tornadoes hitting the state of Oklahoma and that region. There's more weather news as a scorching heat wave in the southeast will continue through this week. New record highs have already been set in some places since the temperature started going up late last week. Those records include in Charleston, South Carolina, and Wilmington, North Carolina. On Friday, Augusta, Georgia tied a 141-year-old record at 98 degrees, and in Savannah, the all-time May record was set yesterday at 102 degrees. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel says at a news conference they've begun arresting abusive clergy members and that they were hiding in plain sight. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Five former Michigan Catholic priests have been charged with sexual abuse. The charges came as part of the state attorney general's ongoing investigation into decades of clergy abuse. The priests serve in Detroit, Lansing, and Kalamazoo. Four of the priests were arrested this week. A fifth one is still awaiting extradition from India. I'm Wendy King.
And former Green Bay Packers quarterback, coach, and NFL Hall of Famer Bart Starr has died at 85. He passed away yesterday in his hometown of Birmingham, Alabama. He led the Pack to 6 division titles, 5 NFL championships, and 2 Super Bowl titles, the first two. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.